Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes whenever you felt like tapping in with your girl, and I really appreciate that. So Aries season is here. My birthday is coming up very soon. My birthday is in about 8 days. Excited is an understatement, okay? This is my first official birthday outside of the panty. Y'all know what that is. And I'm just really excited to live. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I was living my life before, but you know, there was a little asterisk next to live because he was living in a lot of caution during these times, and not necessarily fear, but just wanting to be a bit visually protective as well as cautious of our health and things of that nature. And I mean, and when I say health, I don't mean just physical, I mean spiritual, mental health, and emotional health, because it was a lot of foolery that was happening between 2020 and 2023. But we will talk about that later. Today's episode was inspired by a legend. And this legend's a really good guy. He's a stand-up guy. And y'all know, if y'all listened to Monday's episode, which came out a couple of, let me think, that's 4 days ago. It was episode 511. And it was talking about how it was April 1st and I wanted to do a 30-day mental diet. And I told y'all I would keep y'all posted on how things were going. And I felt it was really appropriate today because y'all know I love to do a weekend challenge. I almost had a challenge on, well, actually I had a challenge on Wednesday too, but for those that listen in faithfully, y'all know I normally like to do my challenge on the weekend or the weekend coming up so that you could do it for the weekend. But since I'm kind of going through a 30-day mental challenge exercise, I would like to call it, I wanted to put this on you all's spirit because it helps me stay focused during this mental diet, this 30-day mental diet. The legend that inspired this is none other than Dame Funk. Dame Funk is one of them ones. He is a very special musician, great guy, stand-up guy, respectful, very big on making sure he does not compromise integrity, authenticity, or his ethics. Good guy. And he had a quote so many years ago. I want to say I first came about the quote in the 2010s. And he was really, and he still is, on this wave of non-cat. And I really love how we come across, and this is the beautiful thing about community and us all being connected, right? The beautiful thing about what I'm saying in this whole episode is that sometimes we encounter folks on the journey, whether it's in person, whether it's virtually, whatever it is, we all share the same space for this set amount of time. And we're able to learn and glean things from each other that we could apply in our own lives. I love that. I live for stuff like this, right? And it's just so amazing that while I'm doing this 30-day mental diet in 2024, I'm remembering something that I saw Dame Funk say and post about from 2010 something. It was that last decade. I'm talking about a long time ago, not 2019, not 2018. It was way before that. And this thing was non-cat. Non-cat. So easy to remember. 6 letters. No negative comment, action, or thoughts. Practical, yet profound. Non-cat. No negative comment, action, or thought. And I love how these things pop up because I can just remember that very easy. I know, and I've embodied, I've meditated on what non-cat is for me. So even if I think the acronym non-cat, I know what it feels like. So I stay in my headspace and I remain in the energy of how I want to proceed with my 30-day mental diet. It keeps me on point and it keeps me focused and it keeps me, I don't want to say positive because that's such a cliche thing, right? It keeps me motivated. It keeps me excited. These last few days have been amazing. I love things like this that challenge me to grow. Not saying I'm just this super negative person and not that. It's not that I needed to do it. But having my mind on a goal and working towards these things, and I think it's because of the birthday season that I'm in, my birthday's coming up. It's because I'm back home now. It's just so many things that's happening for me in the most awesome ways, that it's just a blessing to do this. That is what's driving me. This is such a blessing to be able to build my mental resiliency, or my fortitude, my mental fortitude, or my emotional fortitude. Or it's an honor to make sure that I'm continuing on the steps of self-mastery. I'm a person who likes a challenge. I love to challenge myself. These things excite me so much. And if you were in my Inner Peace Posse community, which I'm going to relaunch, I love doing challenges. Y'all know, if y'all was in the group, shout out to y'all. Y'all know how I used to do it. I love challenges, because I know that no matter what, something good is going to come at the end of this. No matter how quote unquote small it appears to be. I love it here. I love it here a lot. So it's a non-cat type of month. Okay. It's a non-cat type of life. And I hope that you all take something from that. And if y'all do, definitely tap in with Dame Funk. Let Damon know that y'all loved the non-cat, because I love that phrase. I swear that's one of the most dopest phrases I've ever heard. Like, it's, you think it's so simple, but it's not. It's deep. It's really deep, because when you're practicing a non-cat way of being, you're really, you're setting a boundary. You're kind of, you know, setting that line and saying like, yo, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm not going to do, and this is what I'm going to accept, and it's not what I'm, you know, I'm not going to accept. It's actually a pretty cool way to set a boundary. For those of y'all that are non-confrontational, that's an easy way to set a non-confrontational boundary, because you already know what it is. So you don't have to entertain it. You can just remove yourself versus having to have difficult conversations. Now, am I saying avoid it completely? No, because sometimes you may have to have those conversations. But for those that find those conversations a little more difficult, that's a way that you can set a guideline for yourself that you can continue to proceed throughout the rest of the month if you're doing the challenge with me, or even just as a way of life, or, you know, beyond April. So I just want to put that on you, little spirit. The challenge is going to be to practice non-cat. And if you're doing the 30-day mental diet, that will be a way that you keep yourself focused and regulated. So with that being said, don't forget to sign up for the email list. If you're new and you haven't signed up yet, welcome. I have something new for y'all. I revamped my meditation guide. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed doing that. For those who don't know, like 6 or 7 years ago, I did a 1-minute meditation guide, and I went ahead and revamped it the other day. And I really enjoy it. I love teaching meditation. I love creating meditations for folks. The power of the breath is so important. But if you have not signed up for the email list and you want that guide, you might want to tap in. Okay. So you may want to click the first link in my show notes. If you have tapped in and you love what you've heard today, please don't forget to complete the first link in my show notes, which will be my podcast listener survey. I want to learn more about you. And it's because of some of your answers that I was able to revamp that guide and get it back to you all. So thank you all for answering, because again, like I said, I would like to know how I can best serve. And that was one example of how. And that's another reason, going back to what I said earlier this episode about how wonderful it is that we're able to interact with each other the way that we do. So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all next episode. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.